This is JIS News. Coming up, plans to integrate information on Vision 2030 into the school curriculum. National Family Planning Board encourages continuous use of condoms and no increase in fees for applications for PPV road licenses. The details after the break.
Jean, is how you start coming to work so early from the other day? You're working for a promotion?
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education and the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, are to hold talks to determine how best to integrate the contents of the country's National Development Plan, Vision 2030 Jamaica, into the curriculum of schools islandwide. Both sides gave this commitment during a brief meeting at the Education Ministry last week, where Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites was presented with Vision 2030 Jamaica educational material by PIOJ Director General Colin Bullock.
The opportunity to use this material fulsomely so that more Jamaicans, adult as well as school population, because our focus is lifelong learning in this regard.
For more information on the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan, go to vision2030.gov.jm. The National Family Planning Board, NFPB, is urging persons to make condom use a continuous practice. Chairman of the National Family Planning Board, Dr. Sandra Knight, says while studies have shown an increase in condom use over the last few years, there is a concern that the majority of persons stop using condoms after knowing their partners for only a short time.
More persons can tell us that they have used a condom, but more of those persons can tell us that they have stopped using a condom after knowing this person for a week or two. That is very concerning to us. We're advocating for safer sexual interactions, but also safer and more responsible sexual interactions.
Dr. Knight is reminding that aside from abstinence, the male and female condoms offer the best protection against HIV and AIDS and other sexually transmitted infections. She was speaking at a recent JIS Think Tank session. There will be no increase in fees for public passenger vehicle operators applying for road licenses during the 2014-2015 licensing period, which begins today, February 17. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keane Williams, is encouraging PPV operators to renew their road licenses early and avoid prosecution.
We want to remind public passenger vehicle operators and commercial cars that operating any such vehicle without a road license would be a breach of Section 61(1) and Section 78, Subsection 1 of the Road Traffic Act of 1938. Therefore, we're encouraging all persons to operate legally.
All current road licenses will expire on March 31. PPV operators are also being reminded that they will be required to register drivers and conductors during renewal or the application for new road licenses. And the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR, will be conducting a series of consultations across the island as part of its school tour initiative. OCR Registrar Greg Smith says the consultations are geared at encouraging primary and high school students to report cases of child abuse.
We are targeting some primary high schools to educate our children as it regards to their rights, their responsibilities, how they can be part of the reporting mechanism, how is it that they can save their lives, save their friends, how is it that they can share information within their school and communities.
The OCR school tour will be at Yalas High in St. Thomas on February 18, St. Mary Technical on February 19, and Highgate Primary and Junior High School on February 20. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.